Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. So you guys know that I love to have my fellow psychics on the show. It's always fun for me to get another psychic on here, and we talk shop and kind of let you in on the scene behind what happens, what we're really thinking about and what we really do. And that's what we're going to do today. So we have a fellow psychic from New England, and her name is Jesenia Nozzolillo. And she is a very fabulous psychic who's really figured out sort of her own style, her own healing method that is very, very deep soul work and has to do with helping people heal at this deep level of the soul from using the Akashic records and doing past life work. So she's like this soul level Akashic guide. And she uses this, way that she can get information to find where, like, what was your soul's birth like? What was the journey of your soul? What's the purpose of your soul? And she calls herself an Akashic Realm Channeler, and has really created her own healing modality, which I think is so cool. I love it when people do that, called Soul Reintegration Process. And everyone I know, Jesenia and I have some friends in common, and everyone I know who has been to her has just said that this healing rocks their socks right off them. So it's going to be super cool to talk about it. So welcome, Jesenia. I'm so glad you're on the show with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you came into your gifts. I think as a psychic, it's always so fun to know, when did your gifts make themselves known to you?
I really learned about my gifts, I guess, when I was in my mid-20s, and a lot of people started coming to me at the same exact time, really gifted healers, telling me that I had this really big purpose, and I was very sensitive, and I had all these gifts, and, you know, the first person, I was like, you're weird. The second person, I was like, oh, that's weird, and then the third person, I was like, what's going on? And then I met and married my husband, and we went to a haunted house, and I was seeing things and experiencing things that nobody else was. And, you know, that was the first time where everybody else looked at me and was like, because you have gifts. And I was like, oh, so it was kind of silly, but, you know, you grow up like that and you just assume everybody else is like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And somehow you've sort of focused, I know you can do mediumship, which is talking to dead people, you know, but you really have seems like you've focused your gifts on this soul healing, the Akashic records. And I'd love to talk about that, because I haven't had anybody on my show, I don't think, ever talk about the Akashic records. And I would love even for you to start by explaining what that is.
So the way, you know, everybody out there has their own theory about everything. And I've really come to notice that the more and more I really divulge into the spirit world, everybody has their own opinion and definition. But me personally, I see the Akashic records as the Akashic realm is actually a world in itself. There are many levels of the Akashic realm. Some of those levels are open for all souls. We do pre-birth planning in the Akashic realm. So anybody who's incarnated on Earth would have to go to pre-birth planning. So that place is open to everybody.
And by that you mean like what we decide we're going to do and be before we get here?
Yep. Pre-birth planning is essentially your book of life. It's your, some people call it soul contract. I disagree with the word contract because we always have free will. So that is where you write your soul story, your plan. I call it like a roadmap. Mm-hmm. And everybody has access to that roadmap. And that is essentially what we access in times of deep meditation or trance. Or I actually say that a deja vu is a memory of your pre-birth planning. So that's my own little thing that
I've always thought so too. Like, I've always thought that it, like, deja vu is sort of like a little sign that you're on the right trail, you know, that you've picked up one of your own breadcrumbs.
You've seen that before and you've seen it. So what happens is, when you're in pre-birth planning part of the Akashic realm, you see your life intricately planned and played out in front of you in a room of screens in front of what I call Grand Council. And you're surrounded by your soul family members. And those are people that play roles in your life time and time again. They take the places and the roles that need to be filled, but not out of necessity, out of choice. They do it because they also need lessons.
Right.
So that's where all that happens. And everybody has access to that space. So there are definitely different places in the Akashic realm that we do have access to, as, you know, everybody has access to them. But the place where I retrieve my records is more like the Akashic Realm Library. It really is the same kind of theme and idea. And I've come to realize after my development and my connections that the reason I get the information I do is because on a soul level, my job is actually an Akashic Library guide. The library is a highly protected place because it has so much information. So we would protect, just like we would protect anything here on Earth that had that much valuable information, we would definitely guard it and protect it. Some of the information we find there are the birth of stars and planets, and then the integration of soul groups over trillions of years.
Wow.
So that's what I mean by valuable information. You know, that's something that if we lost, we wouldn't ever be able to retrieve again. It's trillions of years old. So it's a very, very highly protected place. That is the place where I access somebody's higher soul, and then I have connection to all of their past lives and sometimes future lives, and I see their soul gifts, and I see their soul's purpose, and we get a whole bunch of really cool information there. And I can, of course, see their pre-birth planning charts, so I see their family members and the role they're supposed to play, and that's really what I deliver in my Akashic Report system, or the soul reintegration system, is all that information that I see.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you do that, because I've been there many, many times myself, and I've been doing past life readings with people for a really long time, and just I always see it as a library, just like you say. And just recently, I've started having access to this other level that I've never been allowed to go into before, and it's like, to me, I'm just my own psychic vision. It's like the level underneath the library where the roots of things. The root of the problem began on that level. I don't know. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I always tell people that when I do my readings. I said a soul level reading has a completely different perspective. We're not talking about your day-to-day problems. We're talking about the absolute root of that problem. And that can go back 100 lives. It can go back, you know, to a soul level job. It can go back to the creation and birth of your soul. So that's what I always tell people. It's always about the root of the problem, the beginning of the problem, the real, real soul story.
And can you give an example of like what happens in, you know, like a real story that we can sort of understand what's going on?
I mean, I have thousands of examples. It's hard to, I'm going to try to find, like, for what specifically, like just a regular energetic block?
Yeah. Like, so, somebody's blocked around money, or they're blocked around relationship. Like, it's Valentine's Day today. So let's talk about relationships. Like, if somebody has really bad relationship karma, like, what kind of things would you see and how would you fix it?
Okay. So I always start with report one. Report one is really intense, deep level soul trauma. So this is something that would cause actual damage to your soul, whether it be tears, scars, debris. These are promises. These are contracts we've made in times of desperation or abuse, whether that be in a past life or even soul side. People have this notion that souls are perfect and souls are still developing, and we do make mistakes on soul side too. So sometimes we need soul level healing for something that happened in between lives too.
So that's
report one. So if somebody had a really intense traumatic experience, for example, the other day I saw a Roman lady. She looked like she was somewhere in Rome, and she had this beautiful blue dress on, and she had her curls done, and she was fleeing an invasion on her. It was a beautiful house, but the place crumbled when it was being like bombarded by stone and pillars, and she had her watch her husband sacrifice himself to save her and the children, but they didn't make it either. What happened is the building came crumbling down on them, and they were stuck under the rubble. And usually we actually leave our body before we die, so many times we never even experience our own death because that would be considered a trauma. But because her children were involved and she could hear them screaming, she stayed alive as long as possible, thinking that she would escape the rubble and somehow save them. So essentially, she was tortured that whole time as she was being crushed, thinking that she could hang on long enough and be there for the kids, but they all ended up passing. So that was an example of a really intense soul-level trauma that actually tore parts of the soul and left a really intense void. Mm. So that would be like, that's level one. Sometimes when we access level two, we might say, well, you know, you are lacking soul-level energy, therefore you siphon energy from your surrounding and the people around you. So you really take too much energy from the people around you. So it creates an imbalance in your relationship, and therefore you have an obstruction to love in this life. On top of, you know, because our soul-level tear might cause us a lack in our current life, and then we address that in report two. How did that affect this current experience in the now?
And then the third one is about gifts. It's sort of like important to pull it forward in the now, because people are, their problems are in the now. So we have to kind of know like why I think as a, you know, when I do this work with people, that I want to look and see where it's originating and then how is it affecting them in this moment.
Right. Well, I mean, it's funny because people will come to me and they're like, well, I don't believe in past lives. And then they get a report and they're like, that resonates so deeply. I can't even explain it. I was in tears. I was emotional. I just couldn't function. It was something that really hit me, even though, you know, and then they'll pick up patterns. They'll be like, well, I'm fearful of love. I'm fearful of, you know, buildings crumbling on me. I'm fearful of this. I've always been drawn to that time in history. I've always been drawn to that look. And they pick up all these, like, so the story is still valuable in itself. And I always tell them that the first part of healing is recognition. So that's where we begin, you know, recognizing that we have experienced some things that we need to work through. And then we work through those.
And then you have another level two that you work out. Oh. What's the next thing that happens?
So after the report one, which is the soul level trauma, we do report two, which is the physical body. And then at report three, I actually do gift activation. So you can't give somebody a gift if they are unhealed. Healing is always a priority. Right. So it's the last report. At that point, we look through the chakra system or the soul, and we find their gifts, and we can see if there's some that can be activated and opened, and then we talk about how they work, and then we talk about even their future life uses, if that is somehow necessary. Sometimes their guides come forward to talk about their gifts or explain to them how to use them. It's a pretty cool thing, so they can meet some of their guides and some of their soul groups.
So it's so interesting to me that you are able to see future lives. Tell us more about that.
Well, the times that I've seen future lives, for example, I'll give an example of somebody I just dealt with this week. They had a really intense past. They're a very powerful soul, and powerful souls take on really intense and powerful lessons. So that's important to understand. Powerful souls take on really intense lessons because they can handle it. So a lot of times we look at people here on earth that are suffering and we see them as weak. But in reality, when you access their soul, you see that they are some of the most tremendous people, you know, you've ever met, some of the most tremendous beings you've ever met. So I took on this client and we were working on a lot of her past life trauma and issues. And she's an incredibly powerful soul. And what happens is she had a 5-incarnation plan to pay back some of the things she felt guilty about. Now, it's essentially called karma, but the way I view karma is an energetic paycheck. We have to balance our energy. We have to give what we take and keep things in balance and to keep things in order. So if we take too much, we have to return that energy back. So she had a life where her power got the best of her and she took too much. So to repay that, she had to plan a 5-incarnation system. So we were looking into future lives and how that would affect her. And they found that information valuable because it really gives somebody hope in this life. If they feel like, well, you know, I don't want to go that long without using my gifts to their full potential, or I need to see the grander scope of things to have a better understanding, they'll come forward and give that to us. There's so much information there that I always have to tell people. It's not about distraction, you know, it's about what's necessary to know. When we're looking at 200 lives, we're not going to spend time on fun things that are just distracting. We're going to spend time on healing the obstructing lives and talking about things that are necessary to our current development. So in that case, looking into her future lives was very helpful.
And how many lifetimes do you think the average person does down here on planet Earth?
Planet Earth is really, really rare. Because planet Earth's atmosphere is so absolutely thick, when I see beings on other dimensions and planets or realms, their energy, their atmosphere is very, very thin. So they evolve a lot faster. They stay connected to their soul in their incarnation.
Yeah, it's really dense down here, isn't it?
Yeah. Here on Earth, the energy is so dense that we lose our connection to our soul. So we actually have to reintegrate that through many, many, many lives. And it's interesting because some people don't really realize how many lives it takes us. But I see generally people need about, I've seen 8 to 1,000 people with the lives and incarnations that people need to really get to a point where they are fully integrated to their soul and making good decisions for the evolution of humanity.
That's amazing. And I'm really interested in, I have my own theory about like new souls, middle souls, and old souls, you know, and how like as we become old, like that this is a planet that teaches compassion, you know, and as we become more old soul, we become more and more empathic, more and more compassionate, and empaths are often old soul people. And the way I look at it is kind of like it feels like boot camp for warrior spirits. I think planet Earth is like, you know, it's a tough, it's a tough place that makes you strong and gives you compassion, you know?
Yeah. And I always say that. I always say the one thing that could heal humanity is compassion. And we do find that through soul integration. And the reason why is because as we evolve, we get closer to the soul, we reconnect to the collective. Therefore, we have compassion. We cannot cause somebody harm when we can feel their pain. And that is because we have now connected, reconnected to the collective.
Right. So yeah, totally. And that, like the empaths of the world. And I love to work with empaths and train them. That is one of the things that I love to do. And that it's like, you know, I was describing it today, like to somebody, like if you know that you're a cell in a body, you can't hurt yourself without hurting everything, and you can't hurt something else without hurting the entire system. Like we're all connected, like we're all little cells in the same body. I think that's something that old souls and really know. We just know it in the deepest part of our being that everything's interconnected. And so it's impossible. And when we hurt, especially if you hurt somebody and you feel it too, that we're not really able to do that. But I'm really interested in the kind of, you know, the kind of effects that people have on this, in this healing modality that you're doing. Like what happens when you go through this soul integration? How do people get better? And what does that look like?
Like it was something that I had a hard time understanding because as far as I'm concerned, you know, everything I say sounds crazy, you know, it's really only until you get that feedback and that those people being like, that's absolutely my life. And wow, this has changed me. And like when you get people, you know, I still sometimes get nervous when I hit the send button because I'm like, I don't even know what this is because it's all directly channeled information. So I don't play any bias part in it at all. And then, you know, they come back and what I have seen in turn is some of the most profound and amazing transformation I've seen in my life. I've seen people come to me with illness, with anxiety, with depression, with issues going back years and years of trauma, with terrible ancestral trauma. I have had a client who works as a therapist send me, I think it was 50-something of her patients.
Wow.
And she said that these were the patients that she's been working on for 10-plus years. They're some of her most difficult clients, and she sent them all to me. And she said that she reviewed the reports with them, and she said that it has changed the way that they see everything. And, you know, working 10 years with them hasn't been able to do that.
Wow.
So when I get something like that, you know, I'm just like floored and I'm more inspired to do more. And that really is what inspires me to keep reaching out, to keep, you know, obtaining new goals and getting out there and sharing my story, because I have been told what it does for people. And it's just some of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard. You know, the way I explain it is, it begins with understanding. So when we understand what's wrong and we understand our energy and then we understand how to use our gifts, sometimes it's our gifts that are causing us problems. Because like you said, working with empaths, that's something I do a lot of. If you're an empath and you're using your gifts inappropriately, you're absorbing negativity from your environment all day, every day, and that does manifest into anxiety and depression and other issues. So for me specifically, I love seeing that transformation in people, and a lot of people end up doing holistic healing right after they leave me or my spiritual development class because they feel so much better, and they're able to use their gifts at their full force. So it's like the transformation I see is really, really what encourages me to keep going.
That's fabulous. I'm so glad, you know, you're out there doing the work. And I really believe that the healers are all getting woke right now. We're all getting woke. Like, we're waking up that people that have healing gifts are being called to train, to learn. And, you know, they need people like you and me too, to be teaching them. So, because, you know, the world needs all the healers it can get, really, right now more than ever.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Tell us about your book.
So my book essentially just goes over everything I've ever encountered in my life. It's like, I call it like the spiritual development crash course. Everything I've done has been a demand from my clients. So I was doing reports, and then those reports extended, and then, you know, through demand, I created the report system. Then when the report system was created, people started hounding me about a class. Then I created the class and people wanted a book. So I created a book to go with the class. And then they wanted a weekly sermon. So I created the weekly sermon. Like, I respond to what they want. And that's where I am here. So the book is actually was created to go with my spiritual development class. So it goes over everything I've ever encountered and learned. And I call it like a spiritual development crash course, because it's kind of like a boom in your face. You know, it's everything you've ever wanted to know about your soul, how souls incarnate, your life missions, how to deal with people in this life, how to keep evolving even though you're surrounded by toxic people, how to understand toxic people better so that you can protect yourself, how to open your gifts, how to understand your gifts, tools of divination. It goes, I think there are like, I can't remember how many terms, but I think I have a couple pages of terms at the back just listed. It definitely goes over a lot of different subjects. But I've been hearing it's an easy read. So even
the book is called, tell us the name of the books too.
Spiritual Development with the New England Psychic Medium.
And how do people get the book?
It's available on Amazon, which is super easy. It's available on barnesandnoble.com, and it's available on Balboa Press website.
And if people wanted to work with you, then how would they go about finding you and doing this? Like, I want to do it. Like, I'm totally signing up for this stuff to see how it goes. Cause it's so powerful. Like, that soul level work is so important.
Honestly, I had somebody to do this for me. And that's the part that gets me every time, because, you know, I feel like I'm biased working on myself. So it's hard, but my guides do help me, but sometimes I wish I could get like a soul level birth report, you know? So I'm on my website is newenglandpsychicmedium.com. All of my appointments are self-booking. It can be reached there anytime. And it also has all my social media links right there too. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook at the New England Psychic Medium.
And one more thing that you could leave us with, like, what is the your hope in doing this work? What do you believe that this work will bring to the world?
Well, like we talked a little bit about before, I truly, truly believe that the reintegration to the soul is what is missing here in humanity. I believe that this is a transformational process. I believe that the more people connect to their soul, the more compassion we have on Earth, and then the less violence, the less aggression, the less problems we have. But I also plan on using the funds to create a nonprofit to do worldwide humanitarian effort. And it's been my goal since I was 5 years old. I remember I had a hard life growing up, and I always thought, you know, I can't wait to help people in my situation. I can't wait to help people who are homeless or hungry or, you know, struggling. So it's just something I've always had a passion for, and I can't wait to do.
That's amazing. I hope you get there. I know you will, actually. You know that you'll get to the point where you can really share the love and bring your gifts to everybody that needs it. And then that's beautiful that you want to turn around and feed it back to the world. I love that.
Thank you.
So thank you, Jesenia, so much for being on the show today with me. It was such a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm so excited to help you spread the word about this amazing modality that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
And thank you guys. This is Lisa Campion, and you can find me on my website, lisacampion.com. So come on, check out my website. I'm always giving away some cool free stuff on my website. So check that out. And thanks so much for joining us here today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.